Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
TFA fam, week one is finally here. Time to start talking about the draft. Time to start talking about rankings and getting you ready to set those lineups. So we're going to start off with our week one running back rankings. Going to talk about the top 24. Our consensus RB1 rankings are as follows. We have Christian McCaffrey at the one spot, followed by Austin Eckler, Tony Pollard, rookie Bijan Robinson, Nick Chubb, Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry at seven, Josh Jacobs, Ramondre Stevenson, Joe Mixon, Travis Etienne, and Aaron Jones rounding out our RB1s. Kev, who are some guys you like in this range? Were there any problems you were having with some of these guys, guys you feel it might be too high on, too low on? Hit us with some of your thoughts for the week one RB1 running back rankings.
I think at least the top guys, I think they're all pretty good spots. Like, there's nobody that like stands out to you. This is like a truly, really bad spot in terms of the elite guys, guys you probably spent a first or second round pick on. But once you get a little bit further down, like, I think Joe Mixon is in the elite spot this week against the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns have really, really struggled last year against opposing running backs. They allowed 116 rushing yards per game and a full touchdown per game for the fifth most PPR points last season. Now is in a really good spot this week. And I will note this, that Joe Burrow has really struggled against the Browns in his career. He hasn't thrown for more than 280 passing yards since 2020 against the Cleveland Browns. So they've done a really good job of containing him. I think they really try to utilize Joe Mixon a little bit more. And then Aaron Jones, I think, is also in a really good spot this week against the Chicago Bears. They allowed the second most fantasy points to running backs last year, the third most rushing yards, second most touchdowns, and the 15th most receiving yards last year. Now, these are two slower-paced offenses. The Packers ranked 19th and Bears ranked 31st in pace of play last season. While you have the Bears, who did add a lot of free agents, and they really beefed up this defense last year with adding Yannick Ngakoue, Tremaine Edwards, TJ Edwards, DeMarcus Walker, Andrew Billings, and Justin Jones in this offseason. But I still think it's going to take some time for this defense to really gel. So I do think Aaron Jones is in a really good spot this week. I think this defense could be better than what it was last year, but that's not really a high bar considering how bad they were last year. So Joe Mixon and Aaron Jones are the two guys that I think that really stand out to me among the RB1s this week that really have good matchups.
Yeah, I don't have a ton to add on to there. I'm a little bit lower on Mixon because they did revamp that defensive line. I still have him as an RB1. I think with maybe some obviously Joe Burrow looks like he's going to be completely good to go for week one. I don't think they're going to want him like scrambling a ton. So maybe we do see some of those dump offs. You know, we did see Mixon have a ton of passing usage last year, his highest in quite some time. And obviously with Samaje Perine out of the picture, there's really no one for them to take off the field in his place. So I do like him in PPR settings, which is obviously what we have our rankings based on. And then there weren't like a ton of guys that were like really standing out to me. I think like Derrick Henry is in an okay spot going up against New Orleans. They did lose some pieces on that defense, but that's, you know, it's not like you're not going to be sitting Derrick Henry after you took him, you know, back end of round one, early round two. I think Josh Jacobs is in a good spot, but, you know, what is he going to look like with, you know, not practicing at all during the offseason? But he's still going to be an RB1 in a nice spot going up against Denver. And Travis Etienne was the guy who I was kind of like pushing down my ranks all offseason. But in this spot going up against Indy, I think Indy gave up the seventh most points per game to running backs last year. And I think Etienne's going to be in a good spot here. I think this game could get a little bit out of hand for the Colts quickly, and I think Etienne is going to stand to benefit from that. So let's go ahead and move on to our RB2s for week one. That's going to be started off with Najee Harris at 13, Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, Jahmyr Gibbs, J.K. Dobbins, Damian Pierce, Rashad White, Kenneth Walker, Cam Akers, Isaiah Pacheco, Breece Hall, and Alexander Mattison going up against Tampa Bay as our RB24. Kev, who are some of these running backs in this spot that you want the people to know about?
Yeah, I think there's some juicy matchups here that we can really take advantage of this week. J.K. Dobbins is in an elite spot going up against the Houston Texans. The Texans were terrible. I mean, just atrocious against the run last year. I mean, it wasn't even close. They're the only team that allowed 30-plus PPR points per game to the position. They allowed a gaudy 140.9 rushing yards per game, 1.29 touchdowns, and like I said, 31.4 PPR points per game last year did this defense. Now, they did make some improvements this offseason, adding Sheldon Rankins, Denzel Perryman, Steven Nelson, Jimmy Ward for the 49ers, and they also have, obviously, their first-round pick and Will Anderson. But again, I don't think this is going to be enough for this rush defense to get to improve greatly. I think J.K. Dobbins is in a really good spot, and there's been a lot of talk lately that, you know, that he is going to be more involved in the passing game as well. So we'll see on that. But just on the surface, I think J.K. Dobbins is in a really, really good spot this week. And then Javonte Williams, I want to hit on him that, you know, he's somebody that's been, you know, a guy that a lot of people talk about this offseason. He's going to be 100% healthy. This is a really good matchup against the Raiders. This Raiders defense is going to be absolute booty this year. And so I do anticipate him splitting some touches early on with Samaje Perine. I think they kind of work him up. I don't think they're going to go out there and ask him to take on some sort of full workload. So I do anticipate that. I have him a little bit lower than I know you do, Cody, but that's mainly because I just think they're going to be a little bit careful with him in this matchup against the Raiders. I don't think he's going to go out there and get 20-plus touches, but I think 15, 18 touches total, I think, is certainly in the range possibility. They utilize him heavily as a pass catcher in the preseason as well, so I think that is something that he can really hang his hat on. And then from there, I think Rashad White is in a really good spot against the Minnesota Vikings. Vikings defense is also really very not very good. I do have some issues that could this game get away with from them, and maybe he gets taken out. And there has been a lot of talk lately that Sean Tucker actually could get some run here with this team, that he could be the guy that gets a little bit more of this first and second down work, where Rashad White gets a little bit more of the third down work. So that is something that we should definitely be monitoring and have a little bit of concern with. And then Isaiah Pacheco is in a great spot this week against Detroit. Detroit's run defense is not very good. And then you also, you know, I think Raheem Mostert's kind of an interesting option now with Jeff Wilson being placed on IR this week. And so it's really kind of him and Devin Achane here as the two options. And then Brian Robinson, I think really either one of the Washington Commanders running backs are in really good spots this week going up against Arizona. Arizona's defense is so incredibly bad. And so I do think Brian Robinson and Antonio Gibson are both in very, very good spots. I wouldn't be surprised if Brian Robinson gets 20-plus touches this week against this really bad Arizona defense. And then lastly, I just think a couple other names like Khalil Herbert, I think, is in a good spot against the Green Bay Packers. I think you also have, you know, some guys that are probably more flex options. Jamal Williams going up against Tennessee, you know, Alvin Kamara being out for the first three games, he is going to see an expanded workload as well. So I think those are some guys, like, and especially as like your RB3 range flex types, that you definitely can be taking a look at.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Raheem Mostert and the Washington backfield just with the spots that they're in. The Chargers have really struggled against the run for what feels like, you know, the past three or four seasons. I really don't think it's going to change. You know, they were weak up front to begin with, and they lost some pieces this offseason. So I think Raheem Mostert, especially while he's healthy, if you drafted him, plug him in. Use him while he can before he starts to get a little bit banged up. The guys in this RB2 spot, it's interesting because, like you said, there are a bunch of running backs in this range that have really nice matchups, but like I just couldn't get myself to get them any higher in my rankings. You were talking about Javonte Williams. I have him as a back-end RB1. I have some of the same like hesitancies with in terms of, you know, how many touches he's actually going to get. But if he gets 15 to 18 touches against this defense, an RB1 is 100% within the range of outcomes for him. Like, I don't think he's going to need to go out and get, you know, 25 touches in order to pay off. So he was one guy, you know, as we're going through and trying to move guys up and down, as soon as I saw him, he was like down like the 30s in Fantasy Pros consensus rankings. I just clicked him, moved him screaming up my rankings. Jahmyr Gibbs, last year we saw the Kansas City Chiefs, they allowed the most receptions to running backs. Now, is that because they were actually bad at defending that, or because they were ahead in the majority of their games? It doesn't really matter, because if it was because they were ahead in their games, they are 6.5-point favorites. We have like a 54-point total in this matchup for Thursday night. So I think if you drafted Jahmyr Gibbs, you can absolutely plug him in as your RB2 or flex wherever he falls into your lineup. And I think you can feel pretty good about that. Like we talked about before, it's Amon-Ra St. Brown, Sam Laporta, and then it's going to be Jahmyr Gibbs in terms of the target pecking order. So really like him this week. Miles Sanders is a name that we were both really high on this offseason. Now he gets a matchup against Atlanta. That one I feel like could be like a little slower pace, but I think with, you know, with Miles Sanders being fully healthy, with the expected involvement in the passing game that we think that he's going to see, I think he's in a really nice spot. Kenneth Walker is someone who I was, you know, again, similar to Travis Etienne, I was like pushing down my ranks all offseason. But now in this matchup against the Rams, that Rams defense is going to be absolutely booty. So I think he's in a nice spot. I'd be more than happy to fire him up. Like I said, it's like an RB2. Depending on where you drafted him, he might have even fallen. He might be in the flex range for you. But I think he's in a really good spot too. So that is going to wrap it up for our week one running back rankings. Any questions you have, go ahead and drop them in the comments below. Anyone you think that we're too high on, too low on, let us know. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe and check out our other videos, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.